The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings. When your relapsing multiple sclerosis begins to change, how you treat it should change too. Think beyond relapses and choose a treatment that can help delay disability progression. Find out more at changesinrms.com.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for multiple sclerosis. Here's an article by Steve Bryson, PhD. Interferon, beta-1b, effective, safe for older MS patients, real-world study. A real-world study confirmed the effectiveness and safety of interferon, beta-1b, in treating older adults with multiple sclerosis, those over the age of 40. These findings from a real-world setting are promising and demonstrate the positive benefit-risk ratio of interferon beta-1b in this study population of middle-aged and older MS patients, the researchers wrote. The study, Clinical Characteristics of Middle-Aged and Older Patients with MS Treated with Interferon beta-1b, Post-Hoc Analysis of a 2-Year Prospective International Observational Study, was published in the journal BMC Neurology. Interferon beta-1b, sold in the U.S. as Betaseron and in Europe as Betaferon and Xtavia, is a disease-modifying therapy, or DMT, that suppresses inflammation related to the loss of the myelin sheath, a fatty coating surrounding nerve fibers, typical in MS. The treatment reduces MS symptoms and the number of patients' exacerbations. Studies suggest the average age of people with MS has increased significantly in the past 2 decades, primarily due to improved survival rates. However, older patients are excluded from many clinical trials, in part because of a higher likelihood of coexisting medical conditions. As such, few studies have investigated their response to DMTs like interferon beta-1b. Researchers at the University of Catania in Italy, in collaboration with Bayer, the study's sponsor and company marketing Betaseron, Betaferon, analyzed data on older patients who participated in the Beacon trial. This 2-year international study investigated whether nursing support and MS-related factors affected the long-term adherence to interferon beta-1b treatment in 1,723 people, ages 12 and older, recently diagnosed with MS or clinically isolated syndrome, CIS. The sub-analysis allowed us to focus on a real-world data scenario on this less-studied patient population with MS, the team wrote. Eligible Beacon participants had started treatment with interferon beta-1b within 6 months before study entry. Of these, efficacy data were available for 508 patients ages 41 to 72 years. About 95% had relapsing remitting MS, or RRMS, and the remaining had secondary progressive MS, or SPMS. For their analysis, researchers divided these participants into 2 age groups, from 41 to 50 years old, which included 343 people, and those older than 50, totaling 165 participants. For 113, MS symptoms began after age 50. In RRMS patients, the results reveal that the mean annualized relapse rate, or ARR, in the 2 years before the study was 0.93 for the 41 to 50 age group, decreasing to 0.20 during the study period. In the older than 50 group, the ARR was 0.86 before treatment and 0.07 after. The proportion of 41 to 50-year-old RRMS patients without relapse was 90.4% during the study, compared with 6.2% before interferon beta-1b use. For the older group, 94.2% reported no relapses with treatment versus 10.2% in the 2 years before. Based on the Expanded Disability Status Scale, or EDSS, a measure of disease severity, 11% in the 41 to 50 age group reported lessened disability after treatment, 72.8% had no change, and 16.3% worsened. In patients older than 50, 8.9% had improved symptoms, 66.7% showed no change, and 24.4% reported worse disability. Both relapse-free and progression-free disease were seen in 75.7% of the 41 to 50 group and 71.1% of the older than 50 group. Assessments of anxiety and depression, as determined by the Hospital Anxiety and Depression Scale, or HADS, showed similar outcomes in both older age groups over the study's 2 years. In the 41 to 50 age group, anxiety scores dropped, less anxiety, from a mean of 8.6 before treatment to 8.0 after, while depression scores decreased, less depression, from a mean of 6.6 to 6.4. For those older than 50, mean anxiety scores were reduced from 8.5 to 7.5 following 2 years of interferon beta-1b treatment, and mean depression scores lowered from 7.1 to 7.0. An additional safety assessment was undertaken in 492 Beacon participants, including 334 people from age 41 to 50 age group and 158 among those older than 50. Overall, 246 of the 492, or 50%, took one or more medications other than interferon beta-1b, which corresponded to 48.2% in the 41 to 50 year group and 53.8% in the older than 50 group. Four or more additional medications were given to 32.3% of those between 41 and 50, and 41.2% of patients older than 50. Based on these prescribed therapies, coexisting conditions relevant to older MS patients included cardiovascular disease and related disorders, infections, cancers, and other autoimmune diseases. Treatments for depressive or anxiety disorders were given to 45 participants in the 41 to 50 group and 25 in the older than 50 group. In terms of safety, the number of participants with any adverse event was 50, or 15%, in the 41 to 50 group, with the most common being reported as influenza-like illness, followed by headache and depression. In those older than 50, 31, or 19.6%, experienced an adverse event, with an injection site reaction being the most common, followed by headache and depression. Regarding serious adverse events, or SAEs, 14, or 4.2%, were found in those between 41 and 50. Of these, four were attributed to interferon beta-1b, each with congestive cardiomyopathy, or impaired heart function, acute pancreatitis, pancreas inflammation, liver toxicity, and depression. None of the two SEAs in patients older than 50 were associated with the medication. Five deaths occurred during the study, but none were determined to be caused by interferon beta-1b. Given the outcomes for MS patients aged 41 to 50, or those older than 50 years in this real-world evidence current study, it seems that these patients benefited from ongoing use of interferon beta-1b during this 2-year observational period, with no evidence of particular increases in safety risks with greater age, the researchers wrote. They added, quote, "However, randomized control trials are needed to better inform treatment decisions in this understudied age group."
You always do what you can to keep your relapsing multiple sclerosis in check. But if your relapsing MS is starting to change, it can affect your mind and body in new and different ways. So it's important to choose a treatment that goes beyond relapses, one that can help you stay ahead of disability progression. Take charge of your relapsing multiple sclerosis. Learn more at changesinrms.com.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading the column by John Connor, "Fall Down, Get Up Again." I've nothing awful to write about my MS this week. Many of you will remember doing jankers or detention in school. Well, those of you who easily identified with the Breakfast Club will. If you never did one, let me educate you. A teacher's favorite devilish ruse was to tell us to write about being in an enclosed white space. They all did it. And in their version of hell, it probably snowed a lot. Newbies groaned while we old lags were simply doing our time. I had so many detentions that I basically had a novel going and would simply pick up where my last splurge ended. Nothing original, mind you. Probably my precocious take on Orwell's 1984. Not that most of my teachers had even heard of it, let alone read it. so I'm well versed in having nothing to write about. As I sit here with my bedroom walls closing in, okay, my desk is downstairs at the front of our house. It's located in a lovely bay window, and I get to sit at it and watch the world saunter by. Usually a particular urban fox will lollop across my front garden at 5 p.m. Not today, though. That reminds me, I have to take my concoction of drugs for my numerous comorbidities. Back in a bit. Thankfully, there's even a new comorbidity to report. See, an autoimmune disease will never let you down. It seems I have a touch of vitiligo. It was spotted and diagnosed by my wife, Jane. Why bother a doctor when you have the power of the internet? It also might be triggered by trigeminal neuralgia, as I have both come on in my bodies. Lovely. Thankfully, vitiligo doesn't seem to be particularly serious, as it's only on the sides of my neck. Dracula might find it a trifle off-putting. On to some good news. I finally got round to having a hoist fitted so I can actually get into the pool in our back garden. I know that having a pool is de rigueur in many U.S. states, but here in the U.K. it's somewhat unusual. We didn't install it. It was here when we moved in. Honest, Gov. Pools don't add any value to a house either, as the cost of maintaining them is steep. Since the effects of MS began to take hold, these costs increased significantly, as I could no longer be our pool boy. Synchronistically, a close school friend of my son ended up working for a pool company and is now ours. Handy. Maybe it was because he spent so much time in our pool when he was a kid. It was a great boon for us and our large extended family. Anyway, the cost of the hoist itself is beyond staggering, something I used to be good at. I put off buying it, wondering if I'd be in any state to actually use it. I haven't so far, as the weather this week has been terrible. So when I finally take the plunge, I'll report if I surface.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.